That's Gracie Abrams saying, look at my life. Well, you can look at it, or you can listen to the sounds of Life and Style coming to you right now on a marvelous Monday morning, live from the heart of Bolito. And it's time for another Bolito Connect profile right now, our series putting the North Coast's best local businesses in the spotlight, done in partnership with the Bolito Connect online directory, which you can check out for free at bolitoconnect.co.za. And today, I'm chatting to our friends from Trinity Upholstery. They've been in before, and if you missed the first interview, well, now we've got news for you. Some exciting developments, a proper local story behind it, and if I have my facts correct, it all started way back in 1989 when founder Ruven picked up a trade, almost by accident, training in upholstery. 2 years later, and that trade turned into a passion that's now nearly four decades deep. Holy moly. Today, Trinity is a trusted family-run business right here on our doorstep. And if your couch, your car seats, or your favorite old armchair have seen better days, well, stick around, because Ruven, or a.k.a. Rivers, as he is sometimes known, he's in the studio with me on a Monday morning microphone. And Ruven, how are you, my friend?
Okay, brother, how are you doing?
Great to have you back in the studio. It's been a little while, and I heard a little birdie tell me that we've got some exciting things to discuss, some exciting new developments. But before we talk about what's the latest news, mm-hmm. just take us back to the beginning. What was it like starting out in upholstery way back in the late 80s, early 90s? Must have been a fun time.
It was exciting.
Yeah.
It was exciting. I remember way back, my first customer was Mrs. Sterling.
You remember her name?
She had a wrought iron shop down at the bottom by the spa.
Yeah.
Compensation Road. And she was my first client.
Mrs. Sterling.
We used to do the cushions for all her wrought iron furniture.
Wow, yeah. Man. Thank you, Mrs. Sterling. You see.
Thank you, Mrs. Sterling.
We never forget.
Never.
This was, you know, a trade that stopped feeling like a trade and became a proper family business and a kind of a legacy. When did that switch flip? When did you realize, hey, this is something we can really grow?
I think as a new phone call started coming through, every time I got a new phone call, it was a new customer. It was from Mrs. A that gave it to Mrs. B. Mrs. B gave it to Mrs. C. So when I realized the potential I could have, especially on the North Coast, I'd say 90% of my business is on the North Coast. When I realized the potential I could have here, that's when I decided, let me take the step into Bolito.
Wow.
Because previously this was a little home industry. My mom, my dad, myself, and two guys.
That was it.
Then those two guys are still with me right at the moment.
Really? Well, that says something about the business, the heart of the thing. And from those humble beginnings, right now, we've got some big news because, a lot of those early days customers are still using you. They still know you. They still love your work. They still keep coming back, still keep referring you to other people, friends, and family. And now you've got an exciting new development you want to let them all know about. What's the story, man?
I just signed a lease on another 214 square meter factory.
Whoa! So you're expanding?
I'm expanding.
Official?
Yep.
Oh my goodness! Yep. This is exciting, man. This is the biggest chapter in the book yet.
Yeah. And this is how good God is, brother.
Hey,
he gave me the factory mirror to mine. I'm number 13 at the moment. I'm taking over number 14.
So you'll know the flow.
I know the flow.
That's
so. That number 14, there's big plans coming for that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a lucky number.
It's a lucky number.
I think it's going to be your lucky number.
Yeah.
And for those who now want to find you at your new address, number 14, just across the way from number 13.
Just across the way.
For those who haven't visited you the first time yet, where are you based?
I'm at an industrial complex called Laguna Seca.
Oh, yeah.
Industrial park. We down at Lee Barnes Boulevard, 43 Lee Barnes Boulevard.
Easy peasy.
Directly opposite Umhlali Country Club. The right turn directly opposite Umhlali Country Club.
That's a landmark.
Yeah, it's a landmark. So
this is really exciting news. And if you are needing some professional attention. Like I said, your couch, your car seats, your favorite old armchair, if they've seen better days, this is now your reminder to get in touch with Raven and the team at Trinity Upholstery. Are you, what's the best way to sort of give you a buzz? What's your favorite hotline? Do you do WhatsApp? Do you do landline?
WhatsApps, everything is done on WhatsApp.
Come on.
My entire business.
Give us a number there.
083-341-4064.
Hey, if you missed it, if you want to get your phone out your pocket or you want to get a pencil in your hand, are you ready? One more time, Ruben.
083-341-4064.
Fantastic.
Or just Google Trinity Upholstery.
Trinity Upholstery. Yeah. You'll find them online. You'll find them on the Bleato Connect online directory, so you know they're double approved. Two thumbs up. I'd give them more if I had more thumbs. And you won't be disappointed with almost four decades in the game and now writing the most exciting chapter in their local business success story. There's a reason why they've been going so long and so strong. And if you're looking for a quality, trusted name in local upholstery, look no further than Trinity Upholstery, based here in Bolito and proudly featured today on our Bolito Connect series. Rivers, what's a last word you'd like to leave our listeners with, particularly those who have yet to experience the Trinity Upholstery touch?
Okay, my last word is for the teenagers.
Yeah.
13 to 19.
Yeah.
We're running a competition. Design a chair that you would like to have in your bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Color it to your color scheme that you want. And give us a description as to what came to that design. What prompted you to that design. It's going to be two winners. A boy and a girl.
Yeah.
Male and a female. 1,000 rand each for each winner.
Whoa.
Right? The design, their design, will be manufactured and go into the Trinity collection. With the name of their choice. So basically, if you won the design, not that you're 19 years old, but if you won the competition, it'll be the Alex chair.
Whoa, man.
Or whatever you want to call it. So.
In the Trinity collection.
In the Trinity collection. So we'll be putting out the info. I'll give it to you guys as well to put out on your platforms.
Brilliant.
And then end of September, cut off.
Hey,
here we go.
Get those pencils sharpened, youngins, if you're listening, or if you're a parent who's got a keen, design-eyed kid, this sounds like such a cool local compo, and brought to you by the team at Trinity Upholstery, Rivers, thanks for giving us the good news on a marvelous Monday. Really excited for you, for your expansion, your growth, your new digs, and looking forward to announcing the winners of this competition on radio real soon.
Yep. Let's get the schools involved too.
I like that. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. Don't forget the name Trinity Upholstery. Find them online and of course on BolitoConnect.co.za.